Hi, I'm Joanne DeVito, and I'm the dance choreographer for Once Bitten. You're listening to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night.
Welcome to the return of the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast here on the Radio Horror Network. I am your host, Dr. Chris, and I am going to begin my journey with Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez, George Clooney, Quentin Tarantino again, Fred Williamson, Selma Hayek, Cheech Marin, Juliette Lewis, Harvey Keitel, and many more in this fantastic movie with incredible special effects by Robert Kurtzman and more. From Dusk Till Dawn. And joining me for this entire cast of incredible people is Chris Derekoch from the Jay and Silent Bob Movie Minute Podcast.
I'm glad to come on for this one.
You get 10 boring minutes with Michael Parks, who you're familiar with.
Absolutely.
And then you get 10 minutes of fantastic Selma Hayek gyrating to a camera with a snake.
I'm not positive there's 10 boring minutes in this movie, to be honest with you.
Isn't it funny that you're on a Kevin Smith movie by minute podcast, and look who appears at the beginning of our movie, or the very beginning, as soon as the sheriff walks in, and to his right, you can see, obviously, George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino with their two hostages. But it's an incredible cast in this movie. Also, obviously, Danny Trejo's in this film, Tom Savini.
The cast is amazing. When you look through it, like there's so many, you catch so many different people. It's insane.
Kelly Preston makes a cameo really quickly. If you blink and you miss her, John Saxton's in the movie eventually for a really quick cameo too. You get a great cast of people in this film. How old were you when you first watched From Dusk Till Dawn?
What year did it come out? Was it 96?
96. Cause I remember the DVD the VHS box or whatever listed George Clooney appearing in ER and Batman and Robin. And Batman and Robin had not come out yet.
Wow. Wow. And he was still in ER at the time too, apparently, huh? I guess I was 20s. And I don't think I saw it in the movie theater. And I saw it with no context. Like, I just put it on one day and was amazed that I watched two movies in a row, it seemed like.
What do you think of the opening of the film with them just kind of shooting the shit, and you're expecting a vampire movie, but you get like 5 or 10 minutes of basically this?
Again, I didn't know it was a vampire movie when I watched it. So I saw this and it was like, oh, wow, this is a good like crime movie. We're going to get, this. I had no idea what was going on with this. They're just bullshitting in the beginning and it doesn't seem like anything wrong is going on.
And the screenplay is by Quentin Tarantino, who stars in the film. He's coming up soon. And then, of course, the film is edited and directed by Robert Rodriguez, which is fantastic. Robert Rodriguez is currently, by the way, going to be, do you know what movie he's got coming up that he's in, talks to possibly direct it?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin.
Oh, that comic book is amazing, too. I would love to see Robert Rodriguez get a hold of that.
Yeah, R-rated turtle movie.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah, definitely. And it's funny, like I said, Michael Parks, you probably won't cover his movie Tusks or Red State, but you do a Kevin Smith podcast and Michael Parks plays the sheriff in this scene.
Right. Michael Parks plays the sheriff. I didn't even realize that was him, to be honest with you. He looks completely different in this.
Yeah, totally.
We will not cover Tusk or... what is the other one? Red State, because we only cover movies that have Jay and Silent Bob in them. So maybe if we open up a Patreon or something, we'll do those.
Yeah, definitely. I happen to have with me, by the way, the From Dusk Till Dawn screenplay. It's got a foreword by Clive Barker, who you know is, of course, the creator of Hellraiser and Candyman.
Candyman, yeah. Wow.
This film, the copyright for the screenplay says 1995, but I remember the film coming out in 1996. I think it came out in January of 96. That's why.
Okay. So like right there at the beginning.
Yeah, it was an early release of the year because it was kind of like one of those dumping ground films, only for it to surprise everyone when it came out.
I mean, it was really, really good at the time. You know, the special effects and everything are really good.
Definitely, definitely. As Michael Parks goes to use the bathroom, we get that panning camera shot, and we're introduced to Seth Gecko, played by George Clooney, and he's got that his typical haircut. He's got a badass looking tattoos on his neck. By the way, these two girls in the liquor store, not really big on the IMDb credits. They pretty much is this, and that's about it.
Now, George Clooney in this movie, the rumor was that that was his real tattoo, and they covered it up for ER, but that was not true.
No, that's definitely not true. Look at every other movie he's in.
I know, but that's what the rumor was, though. I remember hearing that as a kid. It's like, he really does have that tattoo, which, not as a kid, but, you know, 20s. But they covered up for all his other movies.
Now, right at we hit the five-minute mark, we have George Clooney about to do a camera shot, basically. You know what that is, right? That's where, basically, it's like a still of his face with the gun. I mean, that if you pause it at the 5 minute mark, you basically get a George Clooney camera shot. That's good for a trailer.
I see it. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Even for a movie poster would be great too.
It definitely is. This movie also had a comic book adaptation too, if you weren't aware of it.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Like I said, Robert Rodriguez at the time had just recently done Desperado and La Mariachi.
They're both really good movies too.
Correct. And Danny Trejo's career was kind of starting around now as well, because he's in this movie later on. So, you know, before we get to where obviously the big ensemble of characters, Quentin Tarantino, who quickly whispered into Clooney's ear, what did you first see of his?
Of Clooney's? My sister Tarantino. Watched ER. Oh, Tarantino. Oh, it was Reservoir Dogs, no doubt.
Which also had Michael Parks in it.
We were actually Jeff and I from the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. We were on Tarantino Minute. They did Reservoir Dogs, and what was the second movie? I can't think of what the second movie was that we were on with him.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. We were on both of those. They kind of fizzled out. I don't know where them guys went, but
you know what Tarantino's next movie is going to be? His final film.
Didn't he say his last one was his final film?
He did not say
no.
that.
No, I thought he did. What was his? What's his final?
I don't know the name of it. I don't remember the name of it. I think it's called The Movie Critic, but it's about the first female professional movie critic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's set in that Hollywood 1970s era that he did his last movie in.
He seems to love that era.
That ends it for this 5 minutes of the Vampire Movie Minute podcast covering From Dusk Till Dawn. Chris, where can people find you?
We are the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. We're on DuelingGenre.com. Just Google Jay and Silent Bob Minute, we pop up, and we also did the Burbs Minute before that.
And you can find me over on here at the Vampire Movie Minute podcast, where we've covered Vampire Hunter D, Life Force, Lost Boys, Once Bitten, and many more. And I will be here for the duration of From Dusk Till Dawn with various guest hosts throughout the film. And we'll be back in a couple weeks with minutes 5 to 10 from Dusk Till Dawn here on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast. Pause. People sitting on porches, thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night.